早上我们跟大家来查考代祷的操练。
This morning we'd like to study the discipline of intercession.
祷告有很多不同的方式，其中一种就是代祷。
There are many ways to pray, one of which is to make intercessory prayer.
代祷就是为着我们自己以外的事情来祷告。
Intercession means praying for someone or something other than ourselves.
代祷是爱心非常重要的一种表现。
And intercession is an important sign of our love.
如果爱心是指着物质上的帮助，我们要爱众人是不可能的。
If love is defined as giving material help, then it is impossible to help everyone in the world.
因为我们的物质上的资源有限。
Because our material possession is limited.
但是如果代祷能够代表我们对别人的爱，那么要爱众人是可能的。
However, if intercession is a form of love for everyone, then that is possible.
因为可以在祷告中纪念众人，求主带领祝福他们。
In our prayer, we can ask the Lord to remember the people around us and bless them.
常常我们在祷告的当中所纪念的人，就可以反映我们的爱的程度有多广阔。
Oftentimes, by looking at the people we pray for,We can know how wide or how encompassing our love is.
一个真正去爱别人的人，常常是为着他所爱的人祷告。
A person who loves the people around him will always pray for them.
所以父母常常为子女祷告。
For example, the parents always pray for their children.
有的太太常常为先生祷告。
And many wives pray for their husbands.
有的会为着他的好朋友祷告。
Some people pray for their good friends.
因为这都是他所爱的。
Because these people are loved.
这种在祷告当中来表现爱心常常是最有功效的爱心。
And love manifested through prayer is usually the most effective form of love.
耶稣的母亲跟耶稣到迦拿去参加婚宴。
Jesus and his mother went to Cana to attend a wedding banquet.
结果在当中耶稣的母亲发现他们酒用尽了。
In the middle of the feast, the mother realized that they had gone out of wine.
耶稣的母亲非常的关心。
The mother of Jesus was very concerned.
这是出于她的爱心。
She did this out of her love.
但是对酒用尽这件事情她又能做什么呢？
But what could she possibly have done about the lack of wine?
她也没有办法做什么。
She could not have done anything.
因为她的能力很有限。
Her power was limited.
但是耶稣的母亲从她怀孕那一天开始，她就知道这个儿子就是天上的神。
However, ever since her pregnancy, Mary knew that Jesus was the God of heaven.
因为天使有向她说话。
The angel had already spoken to her.
而且她自己也知道这不是结婚所生的。
And she knew that the child was given birth not through marriage.
所以当耶稣的母亲知道婚宴缺乏酒了，他就把这个没有办法解决的困难带来找耶稣。
So when the mother of Jesus realized that they had exhausted all the wine, she came to Jesus.
这一种是他的信心，也是他对这一家人的爱心。
She did this out of not only her faith, but also her love for the family.
就出于他对耶稣的信心，还有对这一家人的爱心，结果主耶稣变酒了。
And because of her faith and her love for this family, Jesus changed water into wine.
后来的酒比以前更好。
And the wine turned out to be better than the first.
今天要在美国找一个没有问题、非常圆满的家庭，实在是很可贵，但是很难找。
Today in the United States, it is very rare to find a family that is whole and happy.
有很多的家庭里面都有问题。
Many families have their problems.
有时候我们想要帮助，要爱他们，要帮助他们，发现好像我们不能够做什么。
Sometimes when we show our concern and want to love the people around us, it seems as if we are powerless.
但是如果我们能够像耶稣的母亲，为着他们整家的幸福来祷告。
However, if we can imitate from the mother of Jesus and pray for those people we are concerned of.
有时候神在这个家庭里面动工。以后这个家庭里面好像有新酒一样，比以前更喜乐、更平和平。
Then God will work in those families, and turn water into wine so that there will be happiness in those families.
所以这是一个，也可以讲是一个代祷的经验。
This would become an experience of our intercession.
Hannah 的丈夫很爱她。
The husband of Hannah loved her very much.
但是 Hannah 不能够生孩子这个痛苦，她丈夫也没有办法拿掉。
But her husband could not help her because she was barren.
可见夫妻之间的爱有时候是好的，但是问题也是没有办法解决。
So we can see that the love between spouses is very admirable, but oftentimes it cannot solve problems.
因为爱不是全能。
Love is not almighty.
全能是神。
Only God is almighty.
所以丈夫的爱并不能够带给人丰盛的恩典。
So the love of the husband could not have brought her any special blessings.
只有全能的神能够带给人丰盛的恩典。
Only God can give us abundant blessings.
因此当我们爱我们的配偶，发现他还没有信主。
If we love our spouse and concern about the fact that he or she is not a believer,
我们要怎么办？
What should we do?
我们要为着他的得救来祷告。
We should pray for his or her salvation.
求主能够打开他的心门。
And ask the Lord to open their hearts.
能够来归入主的名下。
So that they may come and receive Jesus.
这个是一个最需要做，也是最需要时间的一件事情。
This is an important but also time-consuming work.
所以我们要带领我们家人来信主，一方面除了要行为上的感化之外，另外一方面就是要祷告中当中的感动。
In our efforts to bring our family members to Christ, not only should we demonstrate good examples, we also need to intercede for them.
所以要带领我们家人来信主是神跟人的同工。
To bring them to Christ, it is a matter of God and human beings working together.
人的同工就是指着我们要向我们的家人传福音，还有我们要用行为来感化他。
As far as the human being is concerned, we need to preach to them and also demonstrate good examples.
那要神的工作就是我们要祷告，求圣灵来内心呢打开他的心门。
As far as God is concerned, He wants us to pray for our family members so that the family will be moved.
所以只要有行为上的感化，再加上不断的代祷，差不多每一个我们家人没有信主，到最后都会信主。
So through good examples and intercessory prayers, we will bring our families to Christ.
我们听到很多见证，有的为着家人的信主，每天早上进食祷告七年半。
We have heard of testimonies where some members in our church pray for their families for and fasted.Every morning for 7.5 years.
七年半每天早上没有吃东西，这是一个很大的牺牲。
To fast for 7.5 years every morning is a great sacrifice.
这个牺牲来代表他对家人的爱。
And that sacrifice showed the person's love for his family.
因为没有牺牲怎么能够表示爱呢？
How could there be love without self-sacrifice?
如果爱只是表示互相享受一些美好的事情，那爱太肤浅了。
If love is just enjoying each other, then that love is so superficial.
那爱更只是为着对方的好处，愿意牺牲我们自己。
Rather, love should be to show a concern for the other person and sacrifice ourselves.
好像耶稣爱我们，牺牲在十字架上一样。
Just like Jesus loved us and he died for us on the cross.
所以为着我们所爱的家人，我们牺牲了一餐啊，每天这样为他们得救来祷告，这是好的。
So out of our love for our family members, we could even go without breakfast every morning.
那最后，我们家人一定会在神的感动跟我们行为的感化之下来信主。
And pray for them, and finally God will move our family members to come to Christ.
甚至我们对自己的子女也是这样。
This also applies to our children.
很多人感觉到现在要栽培敬虔的下一代越来越不简单。
Many parents find it difficult nowadays to bring up their children in a godly way.
因为在世俗上有世俗的引诱。
Because our children are often tempted by the things of the world.
在家里面接触太多电视世俗或节目的影响。
And they are also affected very much by the programs on TV.
所以如果教会跟父母对他的影响力不大，那他马上就变世俗化了。
Now, if the parents or the church do not exert a greater influence on the children, naturally they will lean towards the world.
啊，很多的父母因为没有在美国受教育，啊，他不敢教孩子，也不晓得怎么教孩子。
And many parents who are not educated in the United States are afraid of educating their children.
而事实上，有一个非常有功效的方法，就是为他们代祷。
But a very effective method in education is prayer.
啊，请看约伯记第一章。
Please turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章
Job chapter 1
第五节
Verse 5
宴席的日子过了约伯打发人去叫他们自洁他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪心中弃掉神约伯常常这样行约伯的生活相当的富有
Job had a wealthy life
我们可以说约伯是蒙福的
Job was blessed
但是我们也可以说约伯的家庭隐藏了潜在的危险
But in his family there was potential danger
因为他的生活太富有
Because he was too wealthy
所以大家都一直在讲要有钱要有钱有钱真的是福气吗
Everybody wants to be rich but is riches the best thing for us
我们的感情跟我们的理性告诉我们这不一定是福气的
But from our understanding and experience, we see that riches is not the best.
我们只要仔细看了，有钱人家的子女有几个信仰真的是好的呢
？Just look at the wealthy families in our church. How many of them have godly children?
那你就可以知道说，有钱在属灵里面是不是真的有福气
？Then you will be able to conclude for yourself whether wealth is necessarily a blessing.
所以雅各尔祷告
，When Agnes,
说不要叫我太富足
，not to become too rich，
因为太富足我就不需要神了、啊。
Because he said if he becomes too rich, he will forsake God。
因此，这个约伯生活很好过。
Job had a very well-to-do life。
啊，他的孩子常常有宴会，这是穷人办不到的。
His children would often hold feasts which the poor people cannot afford。
但是约伯也知道这个的危险。
However, Job knew the potential danger in that.
他怕他孩子心中弃掉神，犯罪。
He was afraid that his children might detest and curse God in their hearts.
所以在宴席的日子过了，在这个世俗的快乐的一过了，约伯马上就为着孩子献燔祭。
So as soon as the feast was over, Job would offer sacrifice for the children.
因为现在话讲就是为他孩子来代祷。
In modern terms, he prayed for them.
因此约伯是一个有责任感的父亲
So Job was a responsible father
我们常常在谈父母的责任都是我要给他上最好的学校
We often think of the responsibilities of parents as sending them to school
啊，我要栽培让他有健康的身体
Or giving them, helping them with their health
这是我父母的责任
We think those are their responsibilities
但是我们常常忘记了父母一个最重要的责任
But we often forget the most important responsibility of a parent
我要栽培他的信仰
And that is to bring up the faith of the children.
约伯是有责任的父亲
Job was a responsible father.
为他的孩子常常在祷告
He always prayed for his children.
所以这个时代里面
In this day and age,
要栽培一个敬虔的下一代非常困难但并不是不可能
It is very difficult but not impossible to bring up godly children.
要栽培敬虔的下一代父母亲要有很多的祷告
In order to bring up godly children The parents need to pray a lot
为着我们下一代的灵性祷告
And pray for the faith of their children
哦，再加上我们在生活当中不断的用模范的生活来引导他们
And on top of that They also need to show good examples in their daily lives
有的父母只把孩子带到教会来他觉得我责任已经完了
Many parents just bring their children to church And think that that's it
第一个他的生活没有榜样
However, they don't show good examples in their lives.
他的观念是世俗化的
And their concepts are worldly.
他的生活是世俗化的
And their lives are worldly.
他的没有为孩子代祷
They never pray for their children.
所以到最后孩子就流失了
So eventually, their children drift away.
好，所以如果父母的生活有做见证
Now, if the parents' lives are testimonies in themselves.
再加上不断地为子女代祷
AndIn addition, they also pray for their children all the time.
在神的看顾之下，在父母的感化之下，信仰一定会好。
And under the guidance of God and the parents, the children will be strong in their faith.
哦，所以子女的信仰常常是父母灵性的一个反应。
So the faith of children is often the reflection of the parents.
因此，我们要为着自己家人、自己的子女不断的代祷。
We the parents always need to pray for our children.
我们还要为其他教会同龄的软弱代祷。
We also need to pray for the weak members in the church.
先看路加福音二十二章。
Please turn to Luke 22.
路加二十二章。
Luke 22.Verse 31.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你，好塞你们像塞着麦子一样。”32节。
32.
但我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至于失了信心。你们回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。33节。
33.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。”34节。
34.
耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡叫。”你要三日不认我，这里说
，This passage tells us，
耶稣告诉彼得
，That Jesus told Peter，
啊，说我要为你祷告，叫你不至于信心。
I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail。
33节，彼得说我要跟你一起死。
But 33 says Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to die with you。
彼得看自己，他觉得他很坚强。
Peter thought that he was very strong。
所以原来彼得自己并不认识他自己。
Peter did not know himself.
那耶稣看彼得，
but Jesus looked at Peter.
他看得很清楚，
and knew him clearly.
彼得很软弱，
that Peter was weak.
今天很多人对自己根本不了解，
many people today don't know themselves.
最了解我们自己应该是我们自己才对。
Strictly speaking, we should be the ones who know ourselves best.
但是常常人对自己是一个最不了解自己的人。
Yet, ironically.Many people don't know themselves.
那彼得是一个例子。
Peter being one of them.
耶稣说：“我常常为你代祷。”
Jesus said, "I have prayed for you."
在彼得还不知道自己软弱的时候，耶稣已经为他代祷。
Even before Peter realized his own weakness, Jesus had already prayed for him.
所以今天有很多的人。
There are many people today.
表面上看在教会很热心。
Who may appear very fervent in church.
有很多的活动。
They participate in many activities.
参与很多的圣工。
And they join in many types of work.
真的，他的信仰很有力量吗？
But does this mean that their faith is strong?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
信仰有没有力量，不是用很多教会的圣工活动来表现的。
Faith is not measured or in participation of church work.
信仰很有没有力量，要看你面对试炼的时候，你的表现是什么。
Faith is tested when there are trials.
你面对别人对你有不同的意见，甚至攻击你的时候，你什么反应
？When people have opinions against you and attack you, what is your reaction？
这个是表现你力量的时候。
That will show the strength of your faith。
结果彼得在耶稣被抓的时候
，When Jesus was arrested，
啊，彼得的软弱跑出来了。
Peter's weakness surfaced。
但是这个软弱，耶稣早就看到了。
But Jesus had already knew about that weakness。
啊，因为耶稣是用属灵的眼光在看彼得。
Jesus was able to see Peter from a spiritual eyesight.
但是彼得虽然软弱了，后来又回头。
Despite Peter's weakness, he turned back.
因为耶稣的代祷。
And that was because of the intercessory prayer of Jesus.
哦，所以今天如果我们在教会里面做宗教教育的教员
，Today as teachers in the church,
有一些教员是好像客座教授这样。
Some teachers are like professors.
啊，上课时间到了，来讲一门课，上完课就走了。
When it's time for class, they come in and give a lecture, and then they're gone.
那过一个月又轮到我上课又来了。
And a month later, when they're scheduled to come, they will come and give another lecture.
上完课又走了。
And leave after the lecture.
这种客座教授式的教员哦，再多一百个学生也不会改变。
Such kind of visiting lecturers will never change the hearts of the students.
因为他是来做老师，他不是来做父母。
Because the teacher is only a teacher and not a parent.
所以保罗说啊，师父有一万，但是做父亲的只有少数。
Therefore, Paul said there are 10,000 fathers, but only one 10,000 teachers, but only one father.
所以真正能够改变学生的教员，是用老师的心去爱他的教员。
So only a teacher with a parental love.Can change the hearts of students.
那么这种用爱心来教导孩子的这种教员，常常是 会带导的教员。
And a teacher with love for their children often are teachers who pray for their children.
在我们小孩子还不只知道自己软弱的时候，我们从他的言行里面就知道他已经很软弱了。
Even before our children realize that they are weak in their faith, we can tell.
我们已经开始为他带导了。
Then we can start praying for them.
那将来这个小孩子虽然一时软弱，还会再回头。
Then even if the child may, be weak sometimes, they will turn back eventually.
所以我们这样看起来哈，带导是一个非常重要的属灵功课。
So from the above discussion, we realize that intercessory prayer is an important discipline.
为我们的家人。
For our family members.
为我们在教会所负责的工作。
For the work we participate in church.
为教会里面我们所爱的信徒。
For the members we love in church.
为我们还没有得救的一些朋友。
For the friends who are not saved.
我们需要带导。
We need to pray for them.
这是很重要的操练。
This is an important discipline.
这是我们爱心的一个非常重要的表现方式。
And this is also a best way to show our love.
所以我们每一个信徒。
So every one of us.
我们过去有没有过着带导的生活？
Needs to ask ourselves, have we been leading a life of intercession?
我们要从今天开始
，starting from today，
过着带导的生活。
Let's begin to make intercessory prayer.
那谁会得到带导的好处
？Who will benefit from such intercession?
当然，第一个我们所带导的人。
Of course, the first would be the people we pray for.
那第二个就是我们自己。
But the second is ourselves.
在莫斯科有一个慕道者，现在已经受洗了。
There was a true seeker who is now baptized in Moscow.
六十几岁的一个姐妹。
And she is a 62-year-old sister.
她以前求圣灵很久都没有得圣灵。
She had been praying for the Holy Spirit for a long time, but never got it.
有一次她看到一个年轻的这个慕道者啊，不再来教会了。
When she noticed that a young true seeker stopped coming to church,
她那一次祷告，非常热心为这个慕道者祷告。
In that particular prayer, she was very concerned for the youth true seeker, and she prayed for him.
她流泪。
She cried.
她真的哭了。
She cried in a prayer.
真的，那一次祷告，她开始说方言，她得到圣灵了。
And during that very prayer, she received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
她不是在求圣灵。
She did not pray for the Holy Spirit in that prayer.
她是在为一个慕道者祷告。
Rather, she was praying for a true seeker.
但是她说期待那个圣灵在她没有求的时候神给她了。
But God gave her the Holy Spirit that she had been waiting for all this time.
所以当我们为着别人代祷的时候
So when we pray for others,
我们自己所需要常常我们没有在祷告的神也成全了。
Oftentimes God will grant our needs even though we don't necessarily ask for them.
因为有爱心的人神就住在他里面。
God lives in a person that has love.
有爱心的人神就祝福他。
And God blesses the person who has love.
所以这个代祷有时候也是我们得恩典的一个方法。
So intercession could also be a means through which we obtain God's blessings.
有时候我们听人讲我自己问题都祷告不完了还帮你祷告。
Some people may say I have too many problems of my own. How can I ever pray for other people?
有时候这个讲起来是事实啦，但是也是对神缺乏信心。
Well, this might be true, but it is also a sign that you don't have enough faith for God.
有时候你的问题你都不用祷告，你就是为别人祷告，你的问题自然就解决了。
Sometimes if you just pray for other people without praying for yourselves, your own problems will be solved at the same time.
所以我们对代祷要有信心。
So we need to have faith in intercession.
用爱心帮别人祷告。
And pray for other people out of our love.
我们跟别人都可以得到神恩典。
Then both the people around us and ourselves will be blessed by God.
我们现在要来祈祷。
We're going to pray now.
我们先